Christmas Hill on Phoenix FM.
Oh, they're laughing in the studio. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a very talented young lady who I had the pleasure of meeting at the Essex Factor competition, which, as you know, was going over about sort of 6 or 8 weeks. She did win it. She played at Wembley. We're going to be talking to her. She was in the studio about a month ago, and she's back now with some new material, Kerry Louise Masters. And we're also joined by Matt, the guitarist. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
He's allowed to speak this time. thank you for coming back in, Kerry. Great to see you. Now, you're not only a singer, a songwriter, you play flute and you play keyboards as well.
And violin.
Yeah. And violin.
Yeah.
Are you playing them all today or just the
flute today?
Just the flute today.
Yeah.
Now you've played at Wembley. Before we talk about the Wembley gig, how long have you been doing music? For people who didn't hear the interview before, how long have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing probably since I was about 8 or 9. I sort of taught myself on the piano for a while. And then my parents, they saw how interested I was. I used to play the recorder as well. Annoying.
Yep.
And then they saw how interested I was and sort of got me lessons. And I went on a Saturday to a music school. And, from there just sort of developed writing songs and that sort of thing. So.
Do you sight read as well? Do you sight read music or do you do it all by ear?
Yeah.
I hate people to do that. Do you, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you sight read as well? Yeah. No, I see. I prefer Matt when he says that, really, to be quite honest. Because it's really weird, because if you're out there, you might be going, reading music, I could never do it. I just found it's a bit like maths or counting, really. Same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently they're very, very similar, although I'm not very good at maths. So.
and I'm not very good with money. Now, you've won the Essex Factor competition. That was a competition that you entered about 2 months ago, which ran over, I think it was about 6 weeks, wasn't it? And we were down at Colours and performing every week different songs.
Yeah.
Bring the family, and you've got a little boy as well.
I have, he's 5, Joel.
5 years. And he's a bit musical as well, is he?
He's
dance wise.
Musical. Yeah, he loves dancing, as you saw. Yeah. Break dancing.
I did. I said break dance, and he danced for about, 15 minutes straight?
Straight, yeah, absolutely. Takes after my brother, my younger brother, who's a street dancer. So.
Natural performer. Now, you won the competition, which was fantastic. It was I can't remember where we held the competition, but the final of it was really good. We had all the lights and everything, and you won. How did it feel to first of all win after being there for 6 to 8 weeks? What was it like?
Absolutely incredible, just the most amazing feeling. I didn't expect it, as you know. We're all sort of having chats about who might win, who's going to go to Wembley and that sort of thing, and I don't think until you're in that situation you really believe it.
Did you cry? Because I couldn't see, because I was backstage. tearing things down and kicking stuff over.
I was a bit of a wreck. Did you not hear? I was trying to sing the winner single and could not get the words out.
I'm just kind of glad that you learnt it.
Yeah, I hadn't. I actually hadn't. I'd learnt like the first verse, and then the second verse, because if you remember, whoever was going to win, we were all going to bundle, because no one had learnt it, and then no one did. So I was sort of repeating lines and just a bit of an emotional mess, really.
Left you out there, didn't they?
Yeah, I was looking behind me, looking for your
Now the band you had, because you actually had a live band and a live musician, which we've got in the studio, which is Matt. And the band, absolutely, if you get a chance to see the band, what's the name of the band?
We're just rebranding, aren't we? Our name at the moment is What For.
Yeah.
And they're down as you, aren't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're going to be supporting me with my gigs, so,
But the band is absolutely phenomenal. It's a 3-piece band. When
they're
played,
amazing.
I was like, oh, no, I wanted to go and pull the plugs out, it's too late. No sabotage.
Absolutely amazing, and the best friends as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is even worse, really.
We look after each other.
Right, that was Kerry Louise Masters with Matt. Matt, what's your surname?
Otsley.
See, that's I couldn't remember. I got it confused. A little bit confused. Now, we talk about Wembley. Now, as you won the competition at Essex Factor, one of the prizes was actually doing a show at Wembley. So what was that like? Tell us about what was it like?
The whole experience. It was amazing, obviously. It was amazing. The opportunity to do that was just fantastic. I obviously took the guys with me. The band accompanied me. We were, weren't we? What, first on or first there?
First there.
We were. We got to the stage door and then took a load of pictures, didn't we?
Lost a bass player on the way there, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, his driving isn't the best.
Yeah.
Well, getting lost
going to listening. So, the moment we got there, obviously the stage door, everything was overwhelming. Walking into the, because obviously you can see all the seating, the stage is literally, the stage door is the back of the stage. So when you pull into the car park and unload, you see all the seating and it's just overwhelming, really. It was sort of, wow.
It was,
never thought we'd have this experience.
And ever. You opened the gig as well.
Yeah.
So what was the crowd like?
Crowd was fantastic. Obviously, you know what I'm like with nerves and stuff. But to open was a very, very interesting experience. At least I got it out of the way, and then I went and had a dance and stuff. But I was standing right at the front, and
obviously,
there's like a platform, and then you stand at the end, and then obviously everyone stands around.
Yeah.
And they were all singing with me. It was just, I don't know, I can't describe it.
And who else was on the bill as well?
We had Miss Dynamite.
Yep.
Kelly
LaRocque, who is lovely, and Miss Dynamite's lovely as well, actually. They're very, very humble, very nice people. There was Shola Amma, Artful Dodger, Special MC. Yeah.
You've got a fantastic memory.
I know. I like them all. I grew up with them all, you see. So, it was just a great show, great experience. Everyone was lovely.
Yep.
Lucy Liu, she's lovely.
She was lovely, the compere.
And she actually, I think she arranged it as well. The stage hands, everyone was just fantastic. Yeah. With the sound check and everything.
Yeah.
That was the first thing, I think, when we got on stage for the sound check.
Yep.
You realise the enormity of it all, because that's the nerve-wracking bit, the first standing on that stage, just thinking that there will be people here soon.
Did you worry about falling over in heels? I'm not talking to you, actually. I know men will wear heels, yeah.
Probably could have done with some.
No, but I always think, men don't know this problem. It's like, you know, I can't walk in heels. Kerry wears really high shoes. Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you sort of walk out. I just wondered if you were...
I actually said to you, didn't I? Yeah. I can't keep these heels on. I can't keep these shoes on. What is going to happen? But yeah, I probably should have. You shouldn't have said anything about the heels, Matt, because no one can see you on air.
No.
No one knows your shorts.
Do you know what?
What? What's wrong? What's that now?
You've got a short comment on air. There you go.
Oh dear. Oh dear, it's a bit of a sort of a...
Just say, Michelle.
Yes, go on.
Are they comfortable to walk back home?
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Oh, did Matt bring you? Because you don't drive, do you?
I don't.
She needs to get a limo driver, see.
She's too good to drive.
She's too good to... I know, exactly. You said the wrong... No. There was a new band coming, but now it's sadly gone wrong. Never mind. Now, what's the next song you're going to do for us? You may... Kerry Louise Masters is here. Yay! And Matt...
Otley. Don't get it wrong.
I just said, well, we going to lunch. I went, yeah, I finish at one. And then Matt just looked at you like, we ain't waiting around. We're going.
A helicopter.
After what you said to him earlier, he's driving off without you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's you know. So who can you just say about the other boys in the band? Because obviously Matt is the guitarist.
Yeah, Pete Collins.
Get nearer to the microphone. Sound like you've gone into a distant world. Sorry.
Peter Collins.
Yep.
The drummer. Hi, Pete. And Paul Gladman. Or Sparkle, as
Sparkle.
We like to call
it. Is he called Sparkle?
Sparkle. Yeah.
Is it because of his eyes?
I think so.
It's because of his head.
Oh, is he a little bit lacking in the hair department? Is that why?
I couldn't say either way.
Because Matt has got a full, thick head of hair there.
He has, hasn't he?
Yeah. Men do get a little bit sensitive about going bald.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Not that Matt will have to worry, but obviously
no.
Sparkle will.
Sparkle.
Did you have to sit him right at the back at Wembley in case he glared on people? Is that what happened? He gave the front row sunglasses.
Where's a hat?
Oh, right.
Yeah. He wears a very cool hat.
That's very good. You could pay over your house, couldn't you, really? We've left him outside in the garden with a couple of electrodes. I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry, Paul.
Now, you're gigging about, you do gigs all over the place. Whereabouts are you gigging next?
Saturday, isn't it? The George in Hadley.
Yep.
Which is going to be a great atmosphere. It's always really good in there. And,
it's an early start, though, isn't it?
It is, from 8:30 till 10:30. Before the football.
Yes.
So I
think every musician I know has got that. It's like before the football. Yeah, early gig. Yeah. So where else are you gigging as well?
I've got Spartan races. The Spartan have asked me to play for them, which will be a fair few amount of people, but that's at the end of August.
Yep.
And September.
Got any festivals coming up? Possibly?
None yet. There's talk of a couple.
You better start your album, aren't you?
Yes. We're starting to get together an album now.
Yep.
So watch this space, hopefully something will come out soon.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Website is
kerrymasters.com,
which is literally brand new and sparkling, new. Like your like your member. I was about to say, it's like your member's head. Oh my god, what have I said on air?
I think
I better leave. Oh my goodness!
I knew it was going to take a terrible turn. I'm going to apologise anyway. I think when I put this on there, we'll just take that little bit out. Shall I? Just should have thought about what I was saying. Sorry, yeah. I just went into a daze about being sparkling. I'm sorry about that, Matt. And what's your tweet? Tweet.
It's Kerry Louise 85. My name. Are you alright with that?
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, spelt Kerrie.
Yeah.
Not why.
Because in my phone, like you're called Kero, because my typing. So that's why I call Kerry. It's Kero, because I typed it in so quickly, it's wrong. But thank you. She gave me a lovely card today with thank you. There's no check in there either.
There's no check, but I have spelt my name the way you like it spelled.
Well, I'll keep that. It'll be worth a lot of money when you become mega famous. Now, what song are you doing next? Is this the one you've just written?
This is the one we've just written. It's called Set in Stone.
And tell us who is it about. Not who it's about, but what it's about.
What it's about.
I don't know why I whisper like that.
So. What's it about? me. It's about me and my awkwardness.
You and your awkwardness. A bit like me with that comment.
You'll realise now. You'll listen to the lyrics. You'll
it's
be like,
half an hour
I don't
long
want to be friend. That's right. Enough from you.
All right, thank you very much to Kerry and to Matt. Don't forget you can catch them
at the George in Hadley.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Saturday. Thank you. Saturday. And here they go.